Albany's 783 Triple M. You're with Atlas for breakfast. This morning, we're chatting with Morris Mizzle, our Triple M global business futurist, about a novel approach to energy storage, one that mixes cutting-edge technology with a readily available low-cost resource, sawdust. Hey, Morris, how are you doing?
Yeah, it's wonderful. Thanks, Atlas, and happy morning, everyone.
So tell us about this concept of sawdust snow, and why are some ski resorts in Finland doing it?
Yeah, strange words, huh? We never thought we'd be saying sawdust and snow together. But Finland's snow season is kind of short like Australia, and there are periods of time where it's really difficult to get snow and often person-made. So they put out the machines, it's really expensive, it's resource-hungry, and it takes a whole great deal of time to make it happen. They came up with this brilliant idea, which isn't really that new, but the way they're going about it is, and that is, well, we have lots and lots and lots of snow during the snow season. We have excess snow in winter. So what can we do to make this snow that we once had over winter last a whole year? And over the past few years, they've come up with this really interesting concept of taking snow during winter when it's plentiful, leaving lots on the slope for everyone to enjoy, but just taking a little bit off the edge of it, and putting it into long-term storage for the periods of time when snow isn't plentiful, people want to ski, and rather than dig out the machines and get them all cranking and ready to go, they can literally take it out from where it's stored and use it until we're provided with fresh snow again from the skies.
The combination of a sawdust and a cryogenic process sounds a bit unusual. How does it work?
And that's the trick to it. So cryogenics is the ability to be able to freeze things. You know, we've talked about Walt Disney being frozen all those years ago, hoping to come back at some future state. So cryogenics is the ability to take something down to a really, really cold temperature very, very quickly and not ruin its basic structure. And it can last in that state for quite a period of time. What they've done is to use that basic technology and something really old that's been used for millenniums of time to store things long-term, and that's sawdust. So they take the snow, the excess snow, they put it into these huge cryogenic freezers that they have, and then they cover it all with sawdust. And the combination of both of those gives it its longevity and also helps on the energy score of it. It doesn't require a whole lot of extra energy to keep it cold because the sawdust does that work. So it's a wonderful combination of old technology and new technology being used in a really interesting, innovative way.
Is there more to this than preserving snow with sawdust? Because we don't get a lot of snow here in Albany, so how does that work for us?
I didn't think you did. Most places don't. But for me, you know, my work is really about trying to get people to imagine, trying to understand how they can create a world that satisfies them, that gives more joy, more profitable, you know, uses less energy, does all those kinds of things. And one of the ways to do it really is to go back to basics, go back to things that we once did and haven't done for a long period of time, and see if there's a new technology twist that we can put on it. And a lot of the products, a lot of the services, like this sawdust snow, are things which take that beautiful combination of old and new. And in Albany and everywhere else, we can do that really easily. We just need perhaps to forget how it's done currently, think about what its core use is, what do we need it for, how long do we need it, where, when, and how, and then figure out if there's some new novel way that we can make it exist. And that's the underlying message behind this sawdust snow, using it as a reference point for why can't we just look at doing things, having snow throughout the year, even though it's not possible. Well, maybe we can make it possible.
Thank you so much, Morris, for that interesting and weird information.
Love that bit. Have a great week, everyone. Looking forward to next week already.
Thank you. That was Morris Mizzle, a global business futurist. You can find him at www.morrisfuturist.com. You're on Albany 783 Triple M.